obviously signing up on top of the world, you know, and then after the day, you know, come crashing down. But I think we just didn't get going really today. And I think you got to give credit to them. I thought they did play well, you know. They
put us on the back foot from the first, didn't they?
Yeah, and they took the goals well in the second half, so not many complaints on our side, but we feel like we didn't really show up today and we didn't give our best shot, so we're all disappointed.
Gaffer wasn't happy with the first half, did he let you know that at the break?
Yeah, you know, obviously going in though, we knew it wasn't good enough. You know, we know our standards and we know what we're capable of, and we knew we weren't playing at our best, you know, in the first half, so I thought second half we did start well, you know.
Well, we played better second half. We were possibly the best side, weren't we?
I thought we'd come out and we did start well, you know. They hit us on the counter with that goal. And then obviously tails at the bar, and Shea, the keeper's made a great save off Shea. So, you know, it's one of them games, you know, if that goes in, maybe we nick a draw and it goes for replay, or maybe we go on and win. But, you know, like I said before, you've got to give them credit, and, you know, they finished the chances off and they made us pay.
It's difficult, isn't it, to assess why, because we've been brilliant away from home, but today they seem to want it more, and it, sometimes in football it just goes that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, that was something that Gaffer said, you know, we need to be more at it, you know, we have to get at it, you know, second balls and everything, they seem to be landing on them, and, you know, as a footballer you never want to hear that, you know, that another team wants it more, but like I've said, you got to give them credit, you know, they had a game plan, they stuck to it, and they did play well, and we weren't really at it today, so they come out on top.
Yeah, absolutely, in the end. So disappointing, because we'd have loved a big draw, but
you know, obviously
not to be, is it?
You know, all the lads, everyone loves the FA Cup, yep. You know, like you say, you can get a big team, and there's a lot of upsets, you know, and obviously we did want to go through today, and we felt like we haven't done ourselves justice, and, you know, all we can do now is get back on the training pitch and look forward to the next game, which is Northampton.
400 and odd spectators making the trip down. I think there were a few. Were you one of those who went over there? There's a few people tweeting and said the players didn't seem to go over and applaud, but I know it pretty much cleared out by the time the game had finished.
There's a few of us went over, you know, and there's a few, you know, angry supporters there's going to be, you know. All we can do is apologise to them, you know. It's a long trip, and, you know, they took the time out to come all the way down here. They've paid a lot of money to come down here, and all we can do is apologise, and like I said before, just try and bounce back and get a win the next game. But, you know, we've got to thank them for coming, you know. It's a long journey. But all we can do is really apologise now.
Yeah, not to be for us today. And as I said, as I started off the interview, it's been a strange week for you. How desperate were you to stay at Bradford?
Yeah. Obviously, I've been talking to them for a while now, you know. And it's just a case of getting Newcastle to get the sheets and everything sent down to sign. You know, I'm more than happy staying here. You know, I'm playing every week. I'm learning. I'm working with different players, getting experience, you know.
I think very consistent as well. Yeah, you found that level of consistency, haven't you?
And, you know, I think obviously you need 90 minutes to get that consistency. And, you know, the gaffer's trust us this season. He's put us in and I've stayed in. And I'm enjoying my time, you know. I get on with everyone, you know. The fans and everyone have taken to as well. So, I'm more than happy to be staying.
Yeah, and any idea long term where your future might lie? Are you open maybe to offers, or are you just wait and see how things go?
Just wait and see how things go, you know. At Newcastle at the minute, you know, that's a lot up in the air, you know, there's a takeover and no one really knows what's happening. I think I've got an option, they've got an option for next year with me. But, you know, I won't find that out until everything's settled down there. You know, they've got some bigger fish to fry at the minute. So I'll just have to wait and see, you know, and see how things go and carry on hopefully doing well and carry on impressing people and just doing well.
Mood in the dressing room, I guess, is pretty low at the moment. Of course, we're desperate for promotion, so it's all about a reaction from the lads next week.
Yeah, like you say, you know, that I think that's obviously the main aim, you know. Now we're only in the league now, so that's the only thing we can concentrate on, you know. We've got to, like I said, we've got to bounce back from this defeat, you know. We have got a good squad, we've got a decent squad, although we've got a lot of injuries and a lot of players missing, you know. We need to make sure that we do bounce back and we do put in a better performance than today against Northampton next week.
We'll feel like a long journey home tonight on that coach, won't it?
Yeah, well, you know, it's at the end of the earth for me down here, you know. I'm not going back to Newcastle, I'll be staying with Bradford the night, but like you say, it's never good, a long journey after defeating in a performance like that, but something that has to be done.